In order to enter your conference using the backup number, you will need the conference dial-in number and the access code. Please enter your conference dial-in number followed by the pound key. Welcome. This service is provided by Free Conference. If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference. There are two participants in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Robert.
Robert.
Robert. Yeah. It'll be on in a minute. So then at some point you're going to realize that you're breathing. It's just, you're not thinking about it. You know, you're just doing it. And then that's a good thing. That's where you want to be. You know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and every session is just, yeah, I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, as it gets longer, then every session you'll feel more comfortable with it. And then you'll remember that feeling of breathing from the diaphragm up and trying to feel the air go in through your nose, even to where it's, you know, touching the hairs within your nose and going down your throat and down your you know, into your stomach and everything. You want to try to feel that sensation, you know. And then pretty soon you will feel it, you know. You will feel all that, and you know, you'll remember, your body will remember that relaxed state you're trying to get into, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you got that, what's that tape piece? There's a tape I'm trying to think of. If I think of it, I'll mention it. Love that.
Love that. This is Zakia.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, babe?
What's that meditation tape we use?
Transformation meditation?
Transmit, exactly. Just listen to that while you're doing that, and then what will happen is, you know, you'll get to a point where you won't even need that. You know, you just remember the sensation of your body as you were listening to it. But that's the perfect one to start with, you know?
Okay.
Every time you do just...
That's the one I do every night anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That helps.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite. How you doing, son Fox?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm good. I was trying to get a hold to the Dante, but I don't know what's up with that guy. I told him what I'm gonna say, and I'm not gonna go there. Do that going to heaven and go to hell trying to find him. Because that's if I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. If everybody can't go to hell trying to find, get somebody to go to heaven, they're going to go. And I can't be hanging out on the phone waiting for himself to answer the phone. And in the meantime, everything getting away from me. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no, no. I already bought my ticket, and when the plane comes, I'm getting on. Sometimes I get a little bit agitated when I be trying to get a hold to somebody, and they won't answer the phone. I mean, what the hell you got a cell phone for if you ain't going to answer it?
Bro, I should be charging this thing because, you know, mine needs a lot of charging itself. So I always got it on the charger, and I'm not always in the same room with it. What's that noise?
Yeah, but if that was a fag, I was moving out my way. If I got to charge my phone like I'm doing right now, my phone is on charge right now, but I'm also, you can talk while your phone is on charge. So I have to do that now,
but I had it when I first get home, I put it on the charger, and I'm not in the same room with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready,
come on in.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all had patience with me. I was trying to get a hold of some people that are doing.
Me too, but I can't find them.
Yeah,
I left
them
messages.
Well, that's all you can do. You know, I mean, it's not if it was for them, they'd be here. Harry, turn the chair around this way. Yeah, I did too, but I mean, that's not even. We can't. It is.
I can't go to hell.
We're doing the best we can. We ain't writing nobody off. It's just, you know.
No, I
ain't writing nobody off. Right now, this is Dale,
ain't it? Yeah, it is. This is just the beginning. This is not nothing like what it. Yep. Okay, turn your chair. Okay, sit down, Harry. You good. That's the 712 number here.
Harry, how you doing?
Oh, he can't hear you. He just got out the tub. We've been out there working in the yard and stuff. We've been out there working since 7 o'clock this morning. You know that. It's a 712. Now, that's a 4832 right there. Listen, I'm going to let you hold it. But that's 4832. And the code, 7712-770-4832.
710.
No, it's the 712. 770-4832. Yes. And then we see the code is the 713-187 pound. Right here. Yeah. Now, what is this? Okay, let me see what happened to this thing that the, hold on, I just had to get on. I'm just trying to.
What thing might work? I don't know. Thing right there. Put this in the seat there. This is your first blue light healing session. I got to move the cars to 9:55, so we don't have much time. Yeah. Don't push hard. Relax. Okay. Just put it in like going to the floor.
Now look out, 1 second, let me see why this is not. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble getting this on. You know, forces. No, I got it, okay. But I'm gonna have to deal with Ohm right now. All right, and I appreciate you all's patience. Can everybody should mute your phones? Or however, I'm trying to like the look. Focus on that. Okay, 713. It's all right here, 713-187 pound. Yeah, 713-187 pound. That's the code. 713-187 pound sign. I got to do some straws for some people at 9:55. But I was inspired to do this, so I'm just being obedient. So when you get the call, you do it. All right. Now mute your phone, man. All right. I need you all to get relaxed. Have your spine straight. We're going to start by taking 7 deep breaths. Inhale, blue and green light, very deep. And exhale,
mute your phone, Harry.
And exhale everything negative out of your system. 1, two, three. Take it in deep, Pat. And hold it till your whole body becomes the blue light. Now. Is it? I'm on red. Oh, that's also the chant to the 24 elders. I'm glad I found it. See, thinking about y'all, I found something powerful. All right. I was just a commercial. I was, I got a call from Chicago from Shanice. She's in a facility. And I don't know who this is. Hold on. That was Harasa. Anyway, she was sitting there, and while we was talking, you know, I looked down at her feet, and she had on some funny things. Looked like socks with shoes, like a rubber bottom with little bumps on the bottom, and it was like purple and different colors. Funny looking things on her feet. So I said, what is that you got on? What is that, socks? And it's not shoes with that rubber bottom. And why they put like that? She said, they call them rainbows. I've never heard of that before, you know, or saw them before. It looked like Eskimo shoes or something, almost, but not as well made. And looked more like to be socks with soles on them or something. But anyway, and all the funny colors, you know, but she kept talking, and I said, wait a minute, you're in Chicago, you're supposed to be asking me, how do I know what you got on your feet? And she said, I know who you are. Anyway, all right. Want everybody to relax and let go. Harry, can you hear me? Then straighten up your spine and relax and let go. Relax and let go. Now we're going to count down. I'm going to start at one, then I want you to drop and relax, let go. All right, one, drop down, relax, let go. Two, drop, relax, let go. Three, drop down, relax, let go. Four, drop down, relax, let go. Nine, drop down, relax, let go. 10, drop down, relax, just let go, relax, let go, float on a sea of ether, let go. Now I want you all to imagine in your lower extremities that there's a hole going straight through the front and out the back, and it extends all the way down through the earth, and it wraps around something firm down there in the center of the earth, like a hollow tube. It's a quarter size in diameter, and it's red in color. And it, you can see it on the front and on the back of your body. Now let it spin, start it spinning to the right. I got some prayers for you, remind me. Now, go up to the abdominal seat. Same quarter size hole in the front, all the way through your body and out your back. But this color is orange. Orange light, bright orange light. And it's pervasive, going all through your body, even outside, perspiring through your skin. Also spinning to the right. Now, to the navel seat, quarter size hole in the front and in the back, spinning to the right. It's a white light, bright white light. Go to the lotus breastplate, center of the chest, the midway point, quarter size hole, front all the way through the back, but this is a green light. All of these are spinning simultaneously, all together. Now to the right with the green light. Now, go to the laryngeal seat. Go to the laryngeal seat. And there, you're going to have a paisley. Oh, what's the best way to describe it? I can see it. Let me see. How will you all identify with it? It'll be, it's not violet, but it's a lighter purple. Do your best with your imagination. Quarter size hole through the front of your neck and out the back. I just saw it. I didn't think about how to identify it to you all. So it's going to spin to the right along with the others. Now to the pineal gland, third eye area, quarter size hole, straight through the front, out the back. But this is a yellow light, bright yellow. Oh, my moon.
out finally. We reached the apex, the crown chakra, with the violet hue, quarter size, into the front, straight out the back, spinning to the right. Om Amu. Om Kulu. Relax and float on a sea of ether. Float on a sea of ether with your eyes closed. I want you to relax. Lay your arm down on the side and relax. On the count of three, I want you to pull your inner being, the real Trinity, the Ark, Bar, and Ka, up out of your physical arm without moving your physical arm. With your mind's eye, on the count of three, raise it up slowly up out of your flesh. One, two, three. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. You may have a tendency to want to pull. You may have a tendency to want to pull your physical arm up, but do not resist the impulse. Only the etheric inner being pull it up. Now, with your eyes still closed, I want you to visualize yourself floating up out of your body, floating up bright blue light body, floating up slowly up out of your person. You can see it with your eyes closed. You can see it. Remember the exercise I gave you for reopening the third eye? When it's just like looking at a blackboard that your teacher has in elementary school, and she draws a horizontal line across the blackboard and split it in half, top and bottom. Then she writes half of your name in bold print across the top. Right? Gary, Betty, right? You see it in your name? And tall print, but it's going from the top of the blackboard and the bottom of your name is hitting the middle line. It's right, in other words, you're only getting the half of the name split, because if as big as she's writing, if she wrote it out, it would go all the way the full length of the board from top to bottom. So the line is in essence, the chalk line is in essence cutting your name in half. Now, you can only see the top half of your name with your eyes closed. Imagine seeing the blackboard, you see the blackness. Now look at the blackboard and look at the top half of your name in straight English print. Make sure that the blackboard is taken up, encompassing all the space that you can see in the blackness. The blackboard
is occupying all the visible space in the blackness, but it only reveals to you the top half of your name. Now, when you can see the top half of your name, I want you to drop down and see the bottom of your name without altering the size or direction of the blackboard. What that will do is force you to use your third eye in order to see your whole name. Drop down and look below that midway line. Even though just the top half of your name occupies all the visible blackness that you can see, look below it and see your whole name from top to bottom over the whole blackboard. Now, while your third eye is open, again, I want you to continue with our previous session of slowly rising up out of your body in blue light. You can see it. It's a replica of your physical body, rather the reverse. The physical body is a replica of that real you, the blue light body, which is the eye in I Saw Us Last Night in a Dream, the real you, floating up slowly, now all the way out. Now let it continue to rise, and just before it gets to the ceiling, with your mind's eye, flip it over so you back it to the ceiling, and you know that you can see exactly how you look from the ceiling looking down on your body. You know just how it looks in the bed, and look at it until you can bring in vivid detail. Because you're going to shift your consciousness from your body to the ceiling above. Om Amun. Om Kulum. Om Amun. I'm going to give you all a second to really see yourself from the ceiling looking down. Keep making out more and more detail of exactly how you look from the ceiling down. You should be seeing yourself in pretty good detail, but from another perspective, because you've shifted your consciousness from your body to the ceiling. How many of you here know what you look like from the ceiling, using your mind's eye, the image in your imagination? You're shifting, you're learning right now. There's no actual thing, there's no actual out of body, because there's no actual out there. What you're doing now is exercising another muscle. You're learning to visualize yourself from another perspective, which is classified as an OBE, or out-of-body experience. How many of you can see in vivid detail? I know you can see the lump laying on the bed there, but how many of you are beginning to make out details? Like your posture. The way your limbs are arranged. Whether or not you're undercover or if you're sitting in a chair. The patterns on the blanket. Look and see what you look like. Do you look relaxed? Does it seem to be vacant? You know there's nobody there because you're looking at it. You are looking at it. I saw us last night in a dream. So if the grass was wet, but she couldn't feel it, it was because the body wasn't there. That's why she couldn't hear herself when she hollered, Amun Re, because there was no laryngeal. You got to try it, Zakiya. Try it, John. Try it, you all. Just try to talk, and you find out that you understand, but you can't hear or make sounds in the sense. That's why babies and dogs can still hear the silent whistle, because they're vibrating on a spiritual frequency. Look down, Gary, from the ceiling, down on Gary. Look at your posture, the way your feet and legs and arms are positioned. Look at what you have on. Whether you're under the cover or on top of the cover, look down and look at yourself. It's all right, because it's you, all of you. Relax. Now, I want you to slowly start moving up through the ceiling. Move up through the ceiling, float up through the ceiling, because there's no barrier, because the physical form is on the bed, the thing you were looking at, the empty vessel, the earthen vessel. And the real you is vibrating on a frequency that's so fast that ceilings and walls can't hold it. Not at all. It's easier to go through that than it is rain to go through an umbrella made out of screen door. Chicken wire. It's like those walls don't belong to you. Those walls belong to the physical body, because the walls are so-called physical like the body. Just like you left out the body, in order to get out the body, you had to pass through the body. So you know that if you could get out of your body, you can get out of the room. All your body is another room. Raise up, float up, and if you have more than one floor, raise up through the other ceiling. Now I want you to go out and stand up on top of your roof, wherever you think is comfortable. Stand up on top of your roof Don't be afraid. It's not a thing about height. You're in the spirit. You can't, whether you're on the third floor or the 50th floor, it doesn't make any difference at all. You can't, there's no mortal fear of height. Now, with your mind's eye, I want you to look around. If you can see your car or something familiar, a tree or the neighbor's property, look around for familiar landmarks. If you want, look around at your roof. For those of you that have never seen it from there, look around. Now raise your vision up and extend it over a further distance. Look further. What time is it, everybody?
7:06.
Can you all
10:06.
Is it, because at 9:55 I have to move some stars for people.
It's after 10.
What time? Huh?
It's 10:06.
It's after 10. Oh my goodness. They're going to think I'm, okay. Okay, it's too late. I'm sorry. Well, it is, it's happening the way it's supposed to happen. All right. Now, raise your vision up and look at the horizon and look around you. You notice that regardless of the temperature, you don't feel humidity or cold or wind. You don't feel any physical elements. But you're keenly aware of surroundings and everything, more aware and conscious than you've ever been before. Everything is clear to you. If there were people around, you could hear what they were saying and thinking. You're very sensitive now. You're so sensitive that you could hear, literally hear, ants walk. Boom, 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 ants. Very sensitive. Now look up at the stars, the same ones that you all move. Look at the constellation of your choice or the moon. Look around the cosmos. Behold the Creator. Behold your greater self. Behold the real you. Because there's no spatial proximity. There's no distance in a linear sense. The stars are not out there. They're in you. You are the stars. You are the trees. You are all the people. You're the air or the space and what you perceive to be between them. You are all of that. You're the moon. If you wanted to, you could project. I saw us in a dream last night. You could project your face into the surface of the moon. You could do it. Because your whole body wouldn't fit on that surface and still be clear. And you can put a ball around it. A
wipe oil around it and look at it in amazement. At the beginning of your handiwork. Now, rise up from the roof and start raising up. Raising up. Further than airplanes or rockets can go. Raise up. Now, look down, not at your body this time, but at the earth. You're traveling at light speed, so now the earth appears to be about the size of a large grapefruit. And you can see the moon just to the right of it. And they're both very bright, like jewels just dangling in the blackness. And it's so quiet and so serene. You can't hear, there's no chaos there. But even though you, in your previous condition, would have considered yourself alone, you don't feel that way right now. In fact, you feel peace and security reigning on all sides. And you feel realer than you ever have before. It's so refreshing, so tranquil. And you can feel, literally feel, the divine love of all of which you are a part. A drop in the sea of infinite consciousness and divine love. Turn around and look. Look down at your body. Oh, yeah. A moon joke. You left it at home on the bed. But you do have this blue light that's plainly visible that outlines your body. Kind of like Krillian photography under an ultraviolet light. For those that don't know what Krillian photography is you take, say, a maple leaf and you cut it in half. And so the top is invisible because it's gone. But because of the light force, if you put it under ultraviolet light in the dark, you can still see the aura. The top is plain as you can the bottom. Except there's no physicality. It's only a light being. And that's what you are right now. Om Om Kulum. You are the blue light body. You are more than conqueror. Because you are an extension. You're the child in essence of all there is. Seen and unseen. And you know in the deepest recesses of your heart, your heart of hearts, that this divinely loving creator is in essence the real substance of you, and that all of our mission nations derive when we drop back down into that clay vessel and activate the gray matter, the brain, that dogs and monkeys and beasts have. Therefore, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is ever weak. Om Amu. Om Kulu. Om Amu.
Harry, could you tell them what you saw when you... Harry. Tell them what you saw when you... Tell them what you saw when I saw the great apostle.
Okay, Harry's going to share an experience with you all that he had. Yes.
Yeah, robot. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?